A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. If you like the show, and you can find your way to soundoflife.popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the little Amazon banner, buy what you would want from Amazon as normal, and the guys will get a couple cents and help to keep this show, as well as all the others that they put out, free for you.
I am hope.
I am hope.
I am Esperanza.
I am hope.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
I am Old School Mike.
This is Sound of Life.
12-year-old Dre.
I am Old School Mike. This is Sound of Life.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
This is Sound of Life.
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 I am 12-year-old Drea.
Hey there, I'm Kyle Stevens from Kirby Crackle, and you are listening to the Sound of Life podcast. Rocket Raccoon, bitches.
Yes, yes. Rocket Raccoon, bitches. Thank you, Mr. Kyle Stevens, for that introduction. Hello, hello. This is Old School Mike. Sound of Life podcast, episode 17. Drop that zero and get with the hero. I am alone again. Hope is still on her vow of silence and had to record this episode after the kids went to bed. So it's just me and some really awesome music for you. Received an email, and well, I'll just jump into it and it'll give you an idea where the show's going. It says, "Dear Old School Mike, I am very familiar with your other show, Three the Hard Way, and thoroughly enjoy it. However, I've come to realize that there's something going on. Although you have taken breaks in the past, you have not taken a break for as long as you have this time. What is the deal, good sir? And also, love this show very much. Signed, John." And I'm pretty sure that is not my co-host of Three the Hard Way, John Laurie. But if it is, well, you already know what's going on, sir. Three the Hard Way, the first podcast I did prior to Sound of Life, has, for at least the foreseeable future, gone away. We have technically ended the show. It saddens my heart to say so, but it is what it is. So I plan on using this show for myself to say goodbye. To say thank you to the fans who listen there and listen here. And if you didn't listen there, go check it out, because those episodes might very well disappear soon. If you don't listen to Three the Hard Way, basically what I did on the show was talk a ton of shit about comic books and music. So I'm going to do that here tonight. But I'm going to talk a crap ton about music that is based on or about comic books. So yeah, let's jump right into it with an awesome little ditty about Iron Man. This is a cover song of the Black Sabbath song done by the Cardigans. So here we go with Iron Man.
Oh,
Cardigans doing Iron Man. We're going to jump into Ape Fight now. Ape Fight is an awesome little band from New Jersey. The little band that could, if you will. Super cool guys, really fun music. Stuff is just downright crazy at times. This is a song of theirs called Kerbang, and it is basically just a medley of awesome Marvel cartoon theme songs. So here's Kerbang by Ape Fight.
We will be unstoppable. Thank you. In the past, you'll never tell anybody in the future.
Captain America. When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who oppose his mighty shield love you.
Rocket Raccoon Bitches was a saying of mine all the time on Three the Hard Way. And so this song isn't really about Rocket Raccoon, but it's just too close not to use it. This is a cover song again of a Beatles song, but performed by Jack Johnson, and it is called Rocky Raccoon. But for the purpose of this, we are going to pretend that it's Rocket Raccoon.
There's that. Heavily armed woodland creatures.
Zombies, mutants, tyrants, but nothing's prepared you for a raccoon.
Well, somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman ran out with another guy, and he hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room. but only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky Echo, equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, but she called herself Liv, and everyone knew her as Nancy. Well, she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. Rocky burst in and grinning a grin, said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Danny was hot and he drew first and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Match, said, "No, Doc, you know it's only scratch, and I'll be better, Doc, I will be better as soon as I am able." So Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, but only to find Gideon's Bible. And Gideon checked out, but he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival.
So here's a goodie. This is a song actually that I just recently found, but it's pretty old actually. DC Comics, we're going to switch it up a little. We've talked a lot about Marvel Comics music so far. This is a DC comic thing. The Original Flash, Barry Allen, imbued with the power of super speed, given to him by a lightning strike. This is a song by Jim's Big Ego called The Ballad of Barry Allen.
I've got time to think about the beauty of a thousand variations of the beating of a wing of a hummingbird suspended in the aspic of the world, moving slower than molasses as I'm off to catch the girl who's falling off the bridge, and I'm there before she knows it. I'll be gone before she sees me. Got my hand around her waist, I pull it back to safety. By the time she knows what's happened, there'll be someone else who needs me, 'cause time keeps dragging on and on and on and on. I've got time to think about my past as I dodge between the bullets, and my life was so exciting before I got this way, and how long ago it was now I never can explain, by the clock that's on the tower or the one that's in my brain. And I'm there before you know it, I'll be gone before you see me. And I'd like to get to know you, but you're talking much too slowly, and I know you wanna thank me, but I never stick around, 'cause time keeps dragging on and on and on. And you say that time goes rushing, had never gone into my lab to experiment that night before lightning flashed around me and time changed speed. Now I gotta try to be so patient until calamity will strike, because when things change in an instant, it's almost fast enough for me. And I'll be there before you know it, I'll be gone before you see me. And do you think you can imagine anything so lonely? And I know you'd really like me, but I never stick around, 'cause time keeps dragging on and on and on and on and on. And you say that time goes rushing by, it seems so slow to me. And you see a blur around you fly, it takes so long, it seems so slow. And you say that time goes rushing by, it seems so slow to me. You complain I'm gone before you blink your eye, it takes so long, it seems so slow. And you say that time goes rushing by, it seems so slow.
So that was a pretty cool little number by Jim's Big Ego. It's a pretty sounding song. It's pretty neat. Next up is a song that I have never heard before I was gathering the stuff for this episode. And it is titled Batman and Robin. And it is by none other than Long Beach rapper Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy Dogg. Now he goes by Snoop Lion, but this is way back in the day. There's other people on this record too, but I don't know anything about it. So, for all intent and purposes, it's a Snoop Dogg song.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
No one can save the day.
Trouble ruining Gotham City. You must act fast.
Holy mackerel, Batman. I think these clowns need a backhand. Let's be the Gap Band. Drop the bomb on them and make them scat, man.
When you say scat, man, like the brother Corrupper. When it's on, it's cold, so bring the coroner cover.
We can take it to the basement. Live with Tigger, go get the Riddler. And watch me play that nigga like a fiddler. On a hot tin roof, I got them watching who? She who spits it like she was sipping rotten brew.
We marvel at your comics. You ain't no superhero.
You just a stupid zero. You ain't
hard
like
the
Nero.
Surprise, the dynamic duo Batman and Robin get set to squab and splat. Hit him like 45 shells. Plat means more than 1 million sales. That snuff shot to lick, you get done up. Plus we got the bat gat, so why would you run up?
Tie your shoelace. When I spit, I split. Turn Harvey Dent into Two-Face Robin. I'm more than a sidekick. I'm more like the lab. They wanna go head up and collide in like collision. Hope your mom's made provision. See, you ain't got no wins, baby. Not even a smidgen. Mad hostility built. Now I'ma really be felt. Switch on my utility belt. Make your facility melt. I go mad on your head. I watch your whole shit splash.
Batman, the dynamic tool.
No one can save the day like Batman. Robin will make you sway like that man. Beat for beat, rhyme for rhyme, deep in Gotham, fight for crime. No one can save the day like Batman.
Cold day in Gotham in the back cave, chilling catnip for Catwoman, so she caught the feeling. Talk about flavor for a Kringle, a favor for a favor, maybe later we can mingle. Damn, just then the bat phone ring. They who banging in Gotham, I got to do my thing.
Batman, war is on the brink. It seems that the pink one is causing a stink. Call up Robin quick, you know what to do. Add dye to the water and splash the town blue.
Shit, I'm there in a flash, Batmobile on threes. Trust me, buddy, got heat for Mr. Freeze. And Clayface will catch the embrace of napalm when I drop my bat bomb. And don't you forget it, taking out you suckers and you don't know how I did, how I did.
No one can save the day like Batman. Robin will make you sway like that man. Beat for beat, rhyme for rhyme, deep as Gotham, fight for crime. No one can save the day.
Yo, kick back, Robin. Hit Alfred and tell him to have the barbecue buffalo wings and a pitcher of Kool-Aid on chill. It's about to get real in the field.
Leaping Lolos over there, Batman. That's a no-no. That's how I'm just
gonna go. Yeah. Systems engage. Start the bat engine. Hit the bat switches. You ready, Robin? Let's dip.
Let's dip. Holy hood rat Sally smoking crack in the alley. Let's dip. I mean, crazy kinfolk in Keysville, Batman. We must, Batman. Listen to me. Holy leaping lizards and gizzards and all that shit that come with it. And potatoes on top with gravy in the middle. God damn it, Batman, Batman.
All right, so we're on the Batman and Robin theme kick going right now. Still in the world of DC. We're going to kick up with a little punk song. This is Rancid doing Sidekick. And, you know, if you can't be the hero, you might as well be the sidekick. Sometimes if you are a hero, you get to do sidekicks. Hi-ya!
Good place for good people, get food, yeah. Help your fellow man, a good thing to do, yeah. Come in, execution, be afraid of me, I'll shut your doors down and it won't face me. Wolverine can do, let the agent for dead. Back to the door, bang them, everyone was saying. Can't people live for free, call the cops, yeah. Here comes the SWAT team, then the M16, shoot the walls and destroy the buildings. Wolverine was sad and it made him mad. Every single cop got a bullet in the head.
I had a dream, I was a vigilant sidekick.
My name is Tim, I'm a lesser known character.
Continuing on with our DC journey here, we have R.E.M. with a song called Superman. And, you know, I am Superman. Not really. I am more of a Batman, Spider-Man type. But, you know, hey, we'll go with it. Here we go, guys. Up next is a song by my special agent. It is called Anger/Danger. And it basically, in a nutshell, is a song about the Incredible Hulk. And take it for what you will. And let us know. Hit us back on the emails and the Twitters and everything. And let us know if there's a cool superhero song that you guys like. Or if any of these songs you haven't heard before, because I know there's a couple that aren't worldly popular, so I don't know, let us know.
Much.
So I have had in my lifetime the privilege and honor of meeting the one, the only, Excelsior, Mr. Stan Lee. I have Stan Lee's autograph tattooed on my arm in the middle of a Spider-Man, like, half-sleeve thing that I've been working on for years. And Stan Lee, in case you don't know who it is, Stan Lee is the creator of Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, X-Men, you name it. This guy pretty much had his hands in everything to do with Marvel Comics. He is a personal hero of mine. He's an awesome storyteller. If you ever get to hear, you know, any of his storytelling, he's like 90 or 92 years old or something now, so he's not going to be around forever. And I'm very thankful that I had the chance to meet with him and talk with him for a brief period of time. But that is going to bring us into a song that has nothing to do with Stan Lee, other than the fact that it's based in Marvel continuity. It is a song by Last Emperor called Secret Wars, and basically is like, if you took the imagination and the heroes of Stan Lee and the Marvel Universe and you mix them up with some of the world's dopest rappers, basically throw them together and have all-out war, this is the song that ensues.
This uplifting cinematic experience.
I've got something important to tell you, Matt.
The big story is...
Dig this and dig it deep.
What if I had the power to gather all of my favorite MCs with the illest comic book characters and they became arch enemies? Inconceivable, unbelievable, yet as wild as it seems, the Emperor and Stan Lee will coach the two opposing teams. Keep it clean, no bats, no gats, guns or interference. Comic book characters would go head up with raw lyrics. Now I take whoever might be on break from doing tours and have them sign up for the Last Emperor's Secret War. Sure, for that kind of capacity, we need a crazy large arena that might stretch from West Philadelphia to East Medina. If I'm able, I'd put it on pay-per-view through my label and give free tickets to my neighborhood bums with no cable. Yeah, that sounds fat. Now that we've squared away the propositions, let's begin with the ultimate tough man competition. Set it off, it's the fight of the century. KRS and Professor X would battle each other mentally with rhymes. These two team captains waste no time. Charles Xavier tried to invade Chris Parker's mind. He shot a cerebral probe at Chris's mind, but he missed it. Professor X taken out by the Blastmaster's metaphysics. Round two, new fight, words of life, you gotta see this. Locked in Mortal Kombat, it's Doctor Strange and the genius. Yeah, son, he's no match, let that grafted wizard have it. My liquid sword slashes straight through Doctor Strange's magic. Another hero down, and now the score is 2-0. My words from the genius, and he's still my ramen hero. Now the next fight was conducted in a rough-like manner, specifically between Reggie Noble and Dr. David Banner. Or should I say the Incredible Hulk when he's amped off the gamma? But Reggie Noble soon became the Incredible Red Man and slammed him. You know how Red Man gets when his adrenaline starts pumping. Started skitzing in the ring, so then the Thing tried to jump in. Ben Grimm leaps into the ring, and after Red Man he lunges, but Reggie Noble dropped him with two bricks and he punches. Rhymes by the bunches, bums get dirtier than Middle Eastern dungeons. Ready to set this like Detective Columbo in his hunches, while the refs clean out the ring cause the last fight was so intense. Let's do a live interview with a brother named Common Sense.
Yeah, it's Common Sense, a nice man. Tried to freeze me, so I took him to Chicago and told him to take it easy. He couldn't see me with my Applejack hat and high tops, Colossus and Cyclops, I got no idea why not.
Look at Common Sense, yo, that last album was tight. Let me get back to the ring and evaluate the next fight. Now the next fight had to be the craziest of all times. We got Dr. Octopus
versus the mighty Buster Rock.
Doc Ox versus Buster, man, that stuff is dead. He'll get his eight arms ripped off going up against the Dread.
Now Dr. Octopus, who you think you grabbing? The guard can never lose, so you know it will never happen. Lyrically making me sleepy, you need a nap when I slap you with my dreads. Lights out, you kiss the canvas.
Before my eyes, I see the demise of another superhero. Next up is Roscos versus Magneto. Now anything goes with Magneto battles foes, but Roscos had him shivering, delivering ultramagnetic blows. Magneto is now deceased, and a wise man said it best. The sun rises in the east, but they can still set it in the west. And with all these heroes down, Stan Lee refuses to surrender. He got stormed from the X-Men as if I couldn't match the gender. Stan Lee shouts,
Excelsior!
Yo, Stan, you best to chill.
There's no match for Storm.
I guess he's never heard of Lauryn Hill. Now we all know Storm controls the temperature and weather. started running off after Lip, and El Boog was like,
whatever.
She just got home from tour, she's a bit too tired to spar, so she clocked Storm over the head with my man Wyclef's guitar. All silence has ceased, out of nowhere comes the Beast versus J-Ru, the damage of the Black Prophet from the East, releasing rhymes that will pound you into the ground. There'll be no round two, another victory for hip-hop by the Dirty Rotten Scoundrel. Now the underground sewer system that lies deep below the ring is where the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Dos Effects do their thing. Leonardo and Donatello, they well know that we can do this,
so kick it crazy, hit them both with raw, show it.
Now Raphael and Michelangelo, those two others who are brothers, book smacked them with the Dos Effects logo, the manhole cover. Whether you're plant or animal, vegetable or miggity mineral, before you step to Dos Effects, you best be hard like a criminal. Taking you back to ringside just when you thought it was over. The last battle was brought forth by G.I. Joe and Cobra. Mercenaries and soldiers, G.I. Joe was rolling thick, but I'll get the military of hip-hop, a.k.a. the boot camp clique. World War III for 98, in the wake of all these troops, I could see General Buckshot going toe-to-toe with Duke. Salute the captain for rapping, cause now we know who's hard. Catching rep like stealing tech up against the Crimson Guard. Charging after you, smashing you, metaphorically bashing through the entire Joe team is OGC and Ruck the Irrational. Then all of a sudden I hear this real loud crack.
The military Punisher, Big Rock just broke Roadblock's back.
An insult to injury to Stan Lee and his team. We've got Weapon X from Canada, a.k.a. Wolverine. You know the routine, his claws can rip rappers for days.
But here comes the Method Man,
a.k.a. Johnny Blaze.
Wolverine, you can't hang when T'Challa does his thing. Paralyze you with the venom from the Method Man's fang.
This is the final battle as the stratosphere gets darker. We got Nasir Jones versus Peter Parker. Nasty Nas, the halftime headbringer versus the web slinger. Illmatic versus Radioactive in the Rotten Apple with a deadlinger. He cursed the day that Spider ever bit him and gave him a copy of the second LP it was written. For all up and coming MCs, I've got a question. If I made a Secret Wars Part 2, would your name even be mentioned? Would you make the final cut? I make the nicest, give their titles up. Writing rhymes slash fighting crimes like the Blue Falcon and Dino Mutt. Stick around for the next battle slash adventure. And if you see Stan Lee, tell him the Last Emperor sent ya. Sent ya. Sent ya.
So that was Secret Wars by Last Emperor. And to end the show this evening, we are going to play out on a song called Stop Talking About Comics. And it is by Ookla the Mock. So stop talking about comics, old school Mike. Get over it, yo. Anyway, here's the song, guys. Ookla the Mock, Stop Talking About Comics. Peace. See you next time. Episode 18 coming soon.
Stop talking about comic books or I'll kill you. I don't care if the Hulk could defeat the Man of Steel. I'm gonna rearrange your face if you continue to debate whether Logan's claws could pierce Steve Rogers' shield. I just couldn't care less if they bring back Kraven. Spider-Man's a clone. Stop spending all our cash on back issues of The Flash, or I swear to God you're gonna spend your twilight years alone. You can call them graphic novels, they're still just plain old comic books to me.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes.
And if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at popularoutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life little thing and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. Or 1-612-56-76-863 if you have a smartphone that does not have the little letters attached. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.
Bye.